If you are thinking about starting a podcast, either by yourself, with a co-host, with guests, maybe it's audio only, or with video, please keep on listening. I started podcasting in early 2019, and for the rare occasions that I had on a guest, it was always in person. But once the pandemic came around and everything became remote, using Zencastr really, really opened up my possibilities of who I could have on a guest. I wasn't limited to the people who I could get in person anymore. I have recorded guests using Zencastr everywhere from just a handful of miles away from where I am in the Chicago area, all the way to the other side of the world in New Zealand. So the video and the audio quality are great, especially if they have a decent camera and microphone. And getting the files couldn't be easier. I really, really love that Zencastr records the audio and the video to the person's local computer, so the quality isn't lowered when you get things like internet hiccups. It then uploads the footage to the platform during the recording, and when you hit stop, it quickly finishes the upload and then processes the files so you can directly download them right from the platform. The files are even accessible if something goes wrong. And this next part, I'm going to basically read verbatim because I couldn't have said it better myself. It's super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log in using your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guests. Feel a sense of zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. Have you ever worried what you sound like? Zencastr's post-production process makes you sound buttery smooth. It automatically removes those ums and ahs in your recording. It removes those awkward pauses in conversation, too. Set the right podcast loudness and levels while reducing background noise with a click of a button. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need lots of different tools and services, those days are over. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcast platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. So, go to zencastr.com/pricing and use my code WORDNERD, WORDNERD, all one word, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experience as I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story. What's up, word nerds? Welcome to the dictionary. It is such a joy to have you here today. I can feel your presence through the airwaves. Ooh. Okay, the first word in this episode is the synonym information for the word extend, which this episode, the previous episode, had a couple of guests on it. I haven't recorded it yet. We're going to record that pretty soon. I am recording this on May 8th, 6:57 a.m. I think that one's going to be recorded in a couple of weeks. It's been 1 week. Anyway, so we did not talk about the, we will have not talked about the synonym information for the word extend. I'm wondering if I should just put it in this episode. Let's look at that. It's probably going to be, whatever. We'll just leave it there. Okay. Extend. E-X-T-E-N-D. Synonym information coming up. Here we go. Extend, lengthen, prolong, and protract mean to draw out or add to. so as to increase in length. I will try not to extend this episode out too much. We don't need that. Extend and lengthen imply a drawing out in space or time, but extend may also imply increase in width, scope, area, or range, as in extend a vacation. We love to extend a vacation. I was forced to extend a vacation when we were in England. We were in London, and I think we were in London. Yeah. And the Icelandic volcano went off, and we were one of those people who were stuck in Europe because of all the particles in the air. They were like, not safe for airplanes. There's another example. Extend welfare services. Extend welfare services. A wider width, scope, area, or range of these services. Are they more people can get welfare when you extend the services? That's pretty good, right? Sure. We have a couple examples for lengthen. Lengthen a skirt. The space or time. We're not lengthening a skirt in time. The skirt doesn't last, doesn't go into the past, doesn't go into the future. I mean, it kind of does in a weird way. No, we're lengthening the space that it takes up. More skirt, please. Also, lengthen the work week. And nobody wants that. We want to lengthen the weekend, not the work week. Prolong suggests chiefly increase in duration, especially beyond usual limits, as in prolonged illness. That illness is taking too long. The duration of this illness is just going on forever, and I'm sick of being sick. Protract adds to prolong implications of needlessness, vexation, or indefiniteness, as in protracted litigation. So it sounds like the duration is still being added onto, lengthened, but it's like, why are we doing this? It's needless. I'm vexed by this protraction of litigation. This trial is going on forever. Feels like it's indefinite. Okay, my sound effect is going to be... It's kind of extended. I'll see if I can come up with something better. Because the next word is extended. Adjective from the 15th century. 1. Drawn out in length, especially of time, as in an extended visit. We were just going to go visit for a couple of days, and then we said, you know what, we're going to extend our visit, we're going to have an extended visit, and we're going to be here for 5 years. 2A, fully stretched out, as in an extended battle line. The line where the people go line up before they go run and charge at the other team, that's what they're called, teams in a battle, yeah. It's all stretched out, fully stretched out. I'm holding the microphone, but my arms are fully stretched out except for the one arm. Let's see. Number 2B is talking about a horse's gait, G-A-I-T. That's how the horse runs or walks. And their feet go like this. Droom, 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 droom. Yep, that's what they look like. Okay, this is extended, talking about a horse's gait, performed with a greatly lengthened stride, but without a break. And it says compared to collected. So I imagine the extended horse's gait is when maybe they're running, they're galloping, and their legs stretch out real far, but there's no break. And I don't know exactly what that means, but there's no break. A collected is probably when they're walking slow and they have a collected gait. Their feet are maybe closer together, I would think. I would assume. I don't know. Me and horses don't know each other so well. 2C, the synonym is intensive, as in extended efforts. You're putting so much effort into those efforts. They're efforted efforts. They're extended, intensive. That's it. They're just intense. Number three, having spatial magnitude and then also being larger than a point. Here's a little point. Here's a little point, and everything bigger than that is extended, as in an extended source of light. It's not just a tiny little point. It's a whole big light bulb. Spatial magnitude. It stretches out. The light goes all the directions. I got some lights here. They're just normal lights. Nothing fancy. Someday I'll maybe have better lights, better camera, all that good stuff. Number four, the synonym is the first form of the word extensive, which is going to be somewhere out there. Is it in the next? I think, yes, there it is. Oh, my eyes kept on skipping over it. It's in the next episode. As in the example, by the way, made available extended information. And that is a quote from Ruth G. Strickland. Made available extended information. Extensive, that's the synonym, one of those definitions. So think about that one. When you come back in the next episode, when we get to number one, extensive, be like, okay, I'm going to remember made available extended information. And then I put the new definition in there. Number five, the synonym, couple synonyms, the number one definition for the word derivative and the 2A definition for the word secondary, as in an extended sense of a word. It's like more definitions, other definitions that maybe you didn't know about. Maybe they're not used as much. Maybe this definition of extended is an extended definition of the word extended. Number six. This is talking about a typeface. Having a wider face than that of a standard typeface. There's condensed text where the letters look all sort of tall and skinny. And then there's extended, where the letters look all wide and fat. Extended. Extendedly is an adverb, and extendedness is a noun. There's no etymology because I assume we talked about it before. Yep, in the previous episode we talked about it. So, my sound is going to go... The next word is extended family. Two words, noun. From circa 1935. Guess they didn't think about the extended family before that. This is a family that includes in one household near relatives in addition to a nuclear family. The nuclear family would be, you know, the parents and the kids. You know, that's typically what we think of, stereotypically, the nuclear family. Maybe a couple of pets, too. But, so, the extended family, I don't know if they need to call it out that they're in one household. I feel like you can talk about your extended family who live all over the world. But I guess in this context, they're living in the same household. So what's the extended family? Anything beyond the parents and the kids. The grandparents, the aunts and the uncles, the cousins, and maybe great aunts, great uncles, second cousins, third cousins twice removed. That's the extended family. I have a great extended family. It's not huge. You know, my mom was one of two. My dad was one of three. So, I think each one of those people in that generation had two kids, right? He had two kids, she had two kids, she had two kids, and my parents together had two kids. So, you know, I only have like six first cousins, so not a huge group, but that's okay. We have enough. We don't need more. And that now there's a new generation coming, and there's more and more kids. And some of them I've only seen a couple of times because they live in other parts of the country. Not in one household. We don't live in one household. That would be insane. I don't know if I could handle if all of us lived in one household. That would be like 30 plus people, probably. Okay, extended family is done. We are finished. We are going to go The next word is extender. Noun from circa 1529, one that extends, as a substance added to a product, especially in the capacity of a diluent, adulterant, or modifier. I don't know what this is, but you're putting something into another thing, so it will act as a diluent, and I do not remember at all what a diluent is, but we're going to look it up real quick. Also, it will act as an adulterant in some substance. A diluent is something that's going to dilute. So if you could put water, the water could be the extender, so it will dilute the liquid in there. When you have, do we still have this? We must still have this. When I was a kid, we had like orange juice concentrate in a can, frozen. And it took me a while to understand fully what that was, but it's just, they took all the water, I don't know, whatever. I talked about this for the word concentrate. You could drink it as you want, as it is, but you probably want to dilute it with water so it's not so strong, it's not such a strong orange flavor. And so the water would be the diluent, it would be the extender, you're extending it out. There are some people will like extend out their laundry detergent or their soap. Like people, like restaurants will extend out their soap to make it last longer so they are saving money, but then the soap's not doing such a good job, and that's not good, so don't do that. Don't be cheap. B, so one that extends as B, an added ingredient used to increase the bulk of a food, as soup or meat. You need more bulk in your soup, you're gonna put in an extender. I don't know, what would this be? Maybe one of those powdery things, like a baking powder, baking soda, one of those, I can't think of the right name, but you're like, I want my soup thicker. Oh, just a day or two ago, I don't know, do you check out xkcd.com? You should check out that comic. I think it's 3 comics a week, and there was one just a couple of days ago where it was a chart. It's very nerdy humor most of the time, but there was a chart that was, sounds like a good idea, on one side, sounds like a bad idea on the other side. It's like a 4-quadrant chart. And then the other axis was, is actually a good idea or is actually a bad idea? And I loved all the various things that he put in the quadrants. Very funny. But the reason, right in the center, isn't a good idea, isn't a bad idea, doesn't sound like a good idea, doesn't sound like a bad idea, right in the center was soup. The next word is extensible. Adjective from 1603. Capable of being extended. And extensibility is a noun. My sound effect is extensible because I could go. Extensile or extensile. Adjective from 1744. The synonym is extensible. Same thing. Okay, now. The last word. We're already at the last word, and it's a doozy. It's the word extension. extension. Noun from the 15th century, and there's 8 main definitions and a number of sub-definitions. So, let's just do it. 1a, the action of extending, and also the state of being extended. Extension is the action. Did I read that? The action of extending. That's the first part. The action of extending is extension. Please extend. Go, go, gadget extensions! 1B is an enlargement in scope or operation, as in tools are extensions of human hands. Isn't that funny? If you watch the video, I was just trying to extend my gadget tools from my hand and they didn't work. Tools. I got scissors over there. Do I have any other tools? I have a knife. I always have a knife handy. This is an extension of my hand. Okay. The 2A is the total range over which something extends, and the synonym is compass. Something is extending. The clouds are an extension over many, many miles. The total range over which something extends. The lions in The Lion King, their land was a big old extension up until the darkness. Then that's somebody else's area, but this is your area. First thing that came to mind. 2B, the synonym, is the fourth definition for the word denotation. Extension, denotation. 3A, the stretching of a fractured or dislocated limb so as to restore it to its natural position. So this is, I guess, the action of, like, oh, my shoulder's dislocated. Can you extension it for me? And then they pull it, and it goes pop. So I guess that's that. A fractured bone, a fractured limb. I guess, yeah, if you have to extend it out probably to then, like, reposition it and put it back together. Extension. 3B is an unbending movement around a joint in a limb, as the knee or elbow, that increases the angle between the bones of the limb at the joint. And it says compared to flexion. So I'm trying to, is this a normal thing? Is this a weird thing? What is this? An unbending movement around a joint in a limb that increases the angle between the bones of the limb at the joint. So when you go like this with your arm, my elbow is bent. Would this be flexed? Because I can flex my bicep. And then extend is when I make the angle. If this is zero, this is a zero angle, and then I extend it out, then it's 180 degrees. Is that the motion of extension? It makes sense to me, but I don't know. But it's an unbending. Oh, you're unbending it. That's what it is. It's bent. It's unbent. An unbending movement. Yes. Okay. Got it. Thank you very much. Oh, by the way, the flexion comparison was the 4A definition for flexion. 4. For extension. A property whereby something occupies space. A property whereby something occupies space. That's it. An extension. It's taking up space. It's 5. An increase in length of time, but specifically an increase in time allowed under agreement or concession. So an increase in length of time is an extension. We are extending time, like in a football game. Sometimes you have to extend the time. An increase in time allowed under agreement or concession. Right. In the football game, they have agreed upon a certain length of time, and then they add an extension. 6. A program that geographically extends the educational resources of an institution by special arrangements, as correspondence courses, to persons otherwise unable to take advantage of such resources. I'll read that again without the parentheses. The parentheses is the correspondence courses. Those are examples of these special arrangements, I guess. So, it is an extension is a program that geographically extends the educational resources of an institution by special arrangements to persons otherwise unable to take advantage of such resources. Had to say it again just for clarity. So this is an extension program from, say, a university, is when they send people, I guess, to another geographical location, another city, another state, another country, another continent, and they say, we're going to teach you this stuff over here because you don't get to learn it. You don't have the assets to learn this stuff here where you live, so we're going to come to you. We're going to extend the reaches of our university over to where you live so you can learn these things. That's very good. More education, please. 7A. 7A, a part constituting an addition. You put an addition on your house, it's an extension. Or just one part of it? 7B, a section or line segment forming an additional length. It's a part, it's just adding on length. It's an extension. An extension bridge? Ooh, is that in here? Are we going to talk about an extension? I think that's a word. I think that's a kind of bridge. 7C, an extra telephone connected to the principal line. Can you go pick up the extension? Oh, this is back in the day, right? In like movies like It's a Wonderful Life, they've got an extension. So back in the day, there was, if they had a phone at all, they had one phone probably for the whole house. And then later, they figured out they could run the wires to another room, another part of the house. And that would be the extension because it's extended off of the main line. Get off the extension. Stop listening to my conversation. That's the extension. Okay, 7D, a length of natural or synthetic hair that is worn attached to one's natural hair. Extensions. I think you usually call this extensions. I have never worn extensions. Shocking, right? You know, sometimes if people want some longer hair for the day, they'll go find some hair that matches their hair, and they'll clip it in, and then they'll have extensions. Or maybe for a movie, a play, or something like that, you got to have longer hair. But you're keeping short hair in real life, but you got to have long hair in the show. And so they'll wear some extensions. Not a full wig. They'll just clip it in. I would look pretty silly right now if I had extensions. It would not work so well. It'd have to be a mullet, probably. 7E, a series of usually three or four characters following a dot at the end of the name of a computer file, that specifies the file's format or purpose. Oh, I deal with these all the time. What do we got? .pdf, .jpg, JPEG, .gif for GIF or JIF, .doc for a Word doc, what else? .exe is an executable. That's the program that's going to install the program on the program. That's fine. I remember back in the day when my friends had PCs, old PCs. You know, we're talking the 80s and the 90s here. And I remember that they had to, like, it was like maybe a DOS situation where you had to type everything and they had to, like, know the extension or know other things, know these codes. And I was like, how do you know these things? How do you remember this stuff? And, you know, nowadays they've simplified computers for us. Sometimes computers default to, at least on like PCs, maybe Macs too, they'll default to not showing the extension. And I'm like, no, show me that extension. I want to know what extension you are. I want all the information. What are you? You're a .pdf. You're a .pdf. The extensions are getting kind of crazy. All these new programs, they're like, we need to come up with new stuff. So they're getting long extensions. Okay, number 8, the last one, a mathematical set as a field or group that includes a given and similar set as a subset. The numbers in the maths are getting extended. It's an extension. Okay, great time, great words. They all were literally all about the same topic. So now it's going to be hard to pick a word of the episode. Today we had the synonym information for extend, extended, extended family, extender, extensible, extensile or extensile, and extension. I'm just going to pick extended family because I love my extended family. They're really dope and great. Fantastic. They're great. They're pretty okay. They're all right, I guess. I don't believe I have another movie to tell you about. We're still chugging through Northern Exposure. I think last night, actually, we just watched the last episode of the fourth season. There's 25 episodes in season 5, and I think 22 in season 6. So we have almost 50 more episodes to go. It's going to take a little while. But I don't have anything else to tell you, so no, I'm going to end this episode. Hey, okay, that's it. This has been Spencer dispensing information.